The feast of today is a splendid gift from God and from His Holy Church that in the midst of the last penitential days of the season of Advent, we have this wondrous feast of St. Thomas the Apostle. And of course, we have read about him not only in the Gospel, but also in the Epistle. And so we give thanks to God. St. Thomas not only was not there, and of course, there were several times in the history of the early church that he was not there when he was supposed to be, like at the time of the Assumption. And it was because of him that they found out that the Blessed Mother was not in her tomb. So, in that sense, he served a purpose. But in the meantime, after the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ into heaven, St. Thomas preached all over the eastern part of the Mediterranean, in among them in Persia, in Phrygia, and so forth. But then later on, he went to India, and he is, in that sense, the patron saint of India, and the church in India right now is experiencing a horrible tumult, even as bad as the rest of the church, for different reasons. And so we ask St. Thomas to pray for those whom he first evangelized in the first century. After having converted many people, one of the kings, and of course there have always been many different kings in India of different regions, one of them decided that they did not want him to continue this, and so he condemned him to death, and St. Thomas indeed gave his life, shed his blood for Jesus Christ, the same Jesus Christ in whom he had said, "My Lord and my God." Since then, countless miracles have taken place in his tomb, by his tomb, by his staff that he put on the ground where the floods do not violate that. And many, many people have been healed and saved from death by the great St. Thomas. So today, we rejoice in St. Thomas the Apostle. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now we continue.